You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. As we get further into the summer months, we start to see how the teams are shaping up in the Elite League, and as we've seen, there are some further on than others. Brayhead have announced five so far, with Craig Peacock, Zach Sullivan, Jordan Bwesa and Barry McKenzie all back on board for next season, while Josh Grieveson is the only new face so far. John Tripp is the new coach, of course, and now we can talk to the man who will be his assistant coach next season and someone the Clan fans know very well. I'm talking about none other than Brendan Brooks, who is back at the club after leaving last year to go to the Fife Flyers. Brendan, first of all, welcome back to the club. How does it feel to be back at Brayhead Clan after a year away?
It's good. You know, it. We had been talking about it, and that's where I started in Brayhead, and I'm very happy to be going back.
It was always a place you spoke warmly of. You enjoyed your time that much at Brayhead last year, wasn't it? Did you ever think you'd see yourself coming back one day?
You know, I never said that it would never happen, but, you know, there was times that you think, you know, sometimes when you move on to something else, sometimes you don't go back. And when my wife and I had talked about it, and when the opportunity came, you know, we wanted to take a real good look at it, and we were so happy to be moving in back home, I guess you can call it.
That's it. I mean, you had such a good time in Glasgow that there seems to be a good close-knit community of the import players and their families as well. That's the way it always seems there.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I could never say anything bad about my time there in Brayhead, and you know, we loved it. You know, it was hard for me to leave when I did leave, and now that I'm coming back, I'm very happy and excited about the season.
Now, you're a player assistant coach now, so is this the next natural step in your career?
Yeah, I think it's something I've always thought about doing, and I thought this transition of moving into this type of, you know, after hockey and or after being a player, I guess, it's something that I've always wanted to do, and I just think it was a great opportunity, and I still get to be a player.
As I said, you're going to be working with John Tripp. You've both played in Germany and North America in your careers. Now, looking at my information, I don't think you ever played together, but is he someone you remember coming across in your career?
Oh, yeah, I remember playing against him for sure. You know, he was always a hard-working guy and a tough guy to play against, and I know that's something that he's going to demand with his coaching. You know, he's gonna ask a lot of the guys, and I think that's the way to be, and that's how you're successful.
And, of course, with your knowledge of the league as well, that's going to prove invaluable for him.
Yeah, I think so. I'm really looking forward to working together with him. And we've talked on the phone, obviously, quite a bit. And I think we have the same outlook on the game. And it's something that's going to be very exciting. And like I said earlier, I'm just looking forward to it and getting the season started.
Is it going to be difficult balancing the role of player and assistant? Obviously, you're on the ice concentrating on your game, but obviously you're helping John as well. How's that going to work?
You know, I think it'll be you know, a trial period at the start, but you know, I've always, you know, found myself as a guy that I feel I can do both. You know, I like to think I'm a good room guy, and at the same time always had a good relationships with my coach, so I plan to keep it that way and do the same thing. And now that I'm it's more official that I'm an assistant that I can work with, and we can talk about things. And I just think it's a great opportunity, and I really feel what I can bring and what John can bring will be a good duo together.
Now, you had that year in Fife with the Flyers last year. What are your reflections on last season in Kirkcaldy? How much did you enjoy the experience there?
Oh, it was great. You know, it was a different experience, but at the same time, it was great. You know, the fans were good. You know, the support in Fife was really good. And it was a good season individually for me. I think our season as a team, we were very up and down. But, you know, it's a tough and very competitive league. And the Scottish teams have been getting better and better every year. So it's been a good thing. And, you know, I really enjoyed my time there, but I really, really excited about coming back to Brayhead. It, you know, for me, Brayhead feels like it's like coming home, I guess you would say.
Bit of a cheeky one coming up. Now, I know the Fife fans were delighted when, you know, Fife got you from Brayhead last year. How do you think the Flyers fans are going to feel about you going back, being back as a Brayhead player?
I'm not too sure. I might be back on the way it was, but I hope they just respect the decision. And this is what happens in this game. And when I was there, I played as hard as I could, and that's something I've always done. And hopefully they can respect that. But I plan on being okay with getting a few chirps. I'm sure that'll happen, and it's just part of it.
Now, last season, you also gained British citizenship, which allowed you to compete for Great Britain in the World Championships in Belfast at the end of last season there, and you were part of that gold-winning medal team over there. Looking back, have you ever known a week like it?
It was actually a great, you know what? It was an amazing experience. It was something that I wasn't sure how it was going to be or how it was going to be accepted in, being a dual citizen. A lot of those guys have been together for a long time. And from the moment I got there, the way I was treated, and I really felt a part of the team, and it was a great experience. And we all had the same goal in mind, was to win gold. And I think because we all had that same attitude, and didn't matter who scored any night, everybody was happy for everybody. I think it was a great experience, and I think that was a huge part of us winning the gold.
So we'll start to round things off. First of all, what are your plans for the next couple of months? We're well into the summer, and of course, we're a couple of months away from getting the guys together and getting into the new season.
For myself, it's to get myself in playing shape and being ready to play. And obviously, I'll be talking with John, and just going over who our opponents and our systems that we're going to be running with the team, and just lots of talk, and just getting things ready and rolling for the start of the season.
And is there a message for the Purple Army just as we finish off here?
Guess who's coming back? It's pretty exciting, and they've always been great to me. I can remember on my 1,000th game, I guess, when we were playing Braehead, the in Fife, and when I scored, they all cheered, and that's something that I would always remember. And the fans in Braehead are pretty special.